used to raise those last day.
Used to raise chickens?
Yeah. But I can't think of it. Boy, I'm blank.
What about cook or coop?
Yeah, there you go. Chicken coop.
Well, what did that look like?
It was just a little wire cage, like. It had feeder trough down the side of it and a watering trough on the other side of it.
What,
and they stayed in it.
What did y'all raise chickens for? Just to sell them?
Just for the,
or for the
pleasure. Eat. Didn't sell. Just raised them for the heck of it. We raised chickens and ducks and geese.
What did you do with the ducks?
Give them away, mostly. Never did keep any of them.
You just had them for pets?
Just for pets more than anything, yes.
What about the geese?
Same thing.
Do geese make very good pets?
No, my mother hated them. Let's pick one of these.
Okay. A hen on the nest of eggs is called a...
setting hen.
And if you want a hen to start laying, what might you put in a nest to fool it?
You talking about like glass eggs and chalk eggs?
Do you ever see a, well, what would a good set of dishes be made out of?
Charm.
What would you call an egg made out of that?
A glass egg.
Do you ever hear it called a, using the word giant, do you ever hear it called a?
China egg? No, we always call just plain old glass, glass eggs in there.
Did y'all use those?
Yeah.
How many chickens did you have?
Oh, I'd say we had 24, something like that.
Were y'all allowed to keep cows in the city?
Right.
Did you ever have those?
No, my grandfather did. We didn't. He had cows and horses.
The one that lived next door to you?
Right.
Horses next door?
Well, they wasn't next door. He had them out. He had some land rented, and they had the horses and cows out on that land.
Did you like to ride?
Nope. Still don't.
What kinds of horses did he have?
Just regular old horses. Wasn't no thoroughbreds or anything like that, just plain horses.
When you're eating chicken, there's a bone like this. You call that the...
wishbone.
Do you ever hear any stories about that? Any superstitions or anything?
Yeah. You talking about pulling it and the one that gets the... I heard both ways. The one that gets the biggest end gets the wish to come true, and I've also heard the one that gets the smallest end gets the wish to come true.
Do you ever hear any special name for the smaller piece or the bigger piece?
No.
And?
I've heard it called a pullet bone. You ever heard it called it?
Pullet?
Pullet bone, right.
What about, if you wanted to break up the ground for planting, you'd break it up with a...
middle buster, a plow.
Okay. What was a middle buster like?
Well, they just bust it up for you to start off with. And then you'd come back and disc it, to turn it.
What would you disc it with?
Disc. It had about, you can get a 6-row, 8-row disc to turn it.
Are these things that you'd have behind a tractor?
Right, all of us behind a tractor.
Middle buster would go behind a tractor too?
Everything.
What about something that would break up the ground, well, it might be similar to the disc, it would break up the ground finer than a plow would. It had a lot of teeth in it. Did you ever hear a spring tooth? Harrow? And